Quantum computing is in the news,
following Michelle Williams, Professor of Quantum Physics at UNSW, winning Australian of the Year following her world-leading research into quantum computing. Quantum computing will make processing speeds much faster, a good thing for scientists. But there is also a dark side, with hackers having access to quantum computers as well. We ask Dr. Erica Calvacanti, Senior Lecturer in Physics at Griffith University, about quantum computing and its implications for the near future and cybersecurity.
So a classical computer, you know, the ordinary computers that you have on your laptop or your phones, they are based on binary logic, on bits. So a bit can be a zero or a one, and the processing in the computer is based on making logical operations on these bits using classical logic. A quantum computer, on the other hand, it uses not a bit, but a quantum bit. A quantum bit can be in what is called a quantum superposition of zeros and ones. So it goes beyond the classical rules of logic. It uses quantum rules.
What industries or areas will quantum computing first impact?
There's a lot of research being done now on what is called a near-term quantum computers, which are small-scale quantum computers with smaller number of qubits, but which may already be able to have some advantage over the best classical supercomputers. So the point at which we arrive at an ambiguous demonstration of a quantum computation that outperforms the best supercomputers, that's what people call quantum supremacy. And it's widely believed that it's just around the corner. Some rumors say that Google even has already been able to demonstrate that, but they haven't published the results yet. But I believe that we will probably see quantum supremacy being demonstrated this year. So what does that mean? At first, it won't be necessarily any particularly useful problem. It will be some esoteric mathematical problem that a quantum computer can solve faster than a classical computer. But there's a lot of research being done on practical problems which these near-term quantum computers would solve better than classical computers. And some of these practical problems include, the very first one is very likely to be molecular simulations of complex molecules. So that's likely to be the very first application of quantum computers. Then after that, a lot of research now is also on showing that quantum computers can give an advantage in machine learning. Quantum computing is set to give an advantage to that machine learning, which is one of the tools of artificial intelligence.
What are some security problems that you can foresee for quantum computing?
So one of the first quantum algorithms, which initiated much of the interest and the investment in quantum computing, was Shor's algorithm. Peter Shor was a computer scientist and developed this algorithm, which showed that a quantum computer can factor large numbers much faster than a classical computer. To factor a large number means that to get a very large number, which is, it could be, say, the product of two large prime numbers, and factor it in its prime factors. And so because it is a very hard mathematical problem, that forms the basis of some industry standard cryptography protocols, which are widely used in the internet today, like the RSA protocol. So a cryptography protocol is when you want to send a message which is encrypted, which is very hard for someone to read it along the way, for an eavesdropper to capture and to read your message. You want to send a secret message. So, of course, that's very important in the internet today. If you are logging on your bank or if you are using your email, anywhere you type a password and you log in somewhere, you know, there's some cryptography that's behind it to make sure that no one can see your bank account or read your emails, or at least not very easily. But that is very likely to many decades away, because to have a quantum computer that would be able to break the RSA protocol, that would require a very large number of qubits, which is too far from technological horizon.
Are there safeguards being put in place for the preparation of mainstream use of quantum computing?
It is being researched and is well developed. Certainly will be out commercially available before we have a full-scale quantum computer is quantum cryptography. So quantum computers give us this security problem, but quantum mechanics itself also provides a solution, which is called quantum cryptography or quantum key distribution. So that's a kind of cryptography protocol whose security is based not on the difficulty of solving some mathematical problem, but on the laws of quantum mechanics themselves. So this technology is already well developed and it is already commercially available on a small scale And there's much research being done to scale up, and that will very likely be achieved well ahead of a full-scale quantum computer.
That was Dr. Eric Cavalcanti ending that report.